Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you can take us where you go. It's free, like I said. Put it on your phone. And the podcast will be up there later on today. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Start with you. Hello. How was your weekend?
It was busy. Got, like, most of the Christmas decorations up on Saturday. And then all yesterday I started cleaning because I've got glitter everywhere.
Ooh, man, that glitter. Why'd you use glitter?
Because they're on the ornaments.
Oh, I thought you were totally against that stuff.
I am, typically, but glitter not during Christmas.
Not in my house. We're glitter free, baby. Glitter free. Good morning, Spadell. How are you?
Hello, Spadell.
Hello? Oh, yeah. There you are.
Yeah, you got to turn the mic on the new radio.
Oh, yeah. I turned it on.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't turn it on in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha. Thought you were blaming me already.
Yeah, no, it was me.
Okay, all right, man. All right,
you
just keep your pace over there.
It was the first weekend without paintball, so I just got to relax and hang out.
Look at you.
So, yeah, it was nice.
Did you guys watch the Tyson fight?
No.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it?
You went
to a hockey game, didn't
I was
you?
At the Avs game, yep.
That's right. Well, you didn't miss anything, pal.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You didn't miss anything.
Dude, buffering was insane.
The video was awful. It was like you were watching an old TV from 1975.
The meme going around town was that the old Mike Tyson Punch-Out game, which was on the original Nintendo, had better resolution than this fight.
It was awful. It was
brutal.
Absolutely terrible, man. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Good morning, Jamie!
Hey!
How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, Jamie.
Good.
I'm good. My back feels better.
Oh, good.
So I'm happy about that.
That is good.
But it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
I've got inspectors coming. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yeah. I would be too, because you're shady.
Well, it's not that I'm shady.
Kind of. Because I know what you're doing, and it's shady.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's shady.
That's actually truth.
Yeah. How are you going to explain that off?
Well, I'm hoping we don't get to that point.
That's why
I'm a little nervous.
They might ask. They're from the county, right?
County.
Yeah.
County coming into Ray BJ's house today.
Yeah,
you're right. Just a little bit shady.
A little bit shady.
I don't know why I'm nervous. Well, I guess you nailed
it.
But yeah, they're coming today. I got inspectors 3 days this week. Today, tomorrow.
I didn't even have to be there for mine. For my roof. They just came out and they signed off on it. And
yeah, but they got to come inside.
Oh, that's true.
At my house.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to be there to let them in.
Nice.
And I'm the only one that can make it. They set up appointments.
So are you going to act like nobody's going to live down there because you don't have an exit?
Nobody's living down there. What the hell are
it's
you
It's an
talking?
Office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an office. It's a den. What do they call it? Man cave?
Yeah.
It's a man cave.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just not the man down there.
I'll
put another man.
I just...
I'm taking in some homeless, Jamie. I'm doing
what did you good sign deed. Up for that program?
Yes.
Doing your part.
Taking in some homeless. Okay.
Yeah, I remember, so, remember that brilliant idea? Signing up for that program Denver decided
yes,
to do?
They finally got around to me. Had a lot of rejections from the homeless. They'd rather live on the street.
Listen, I know all of you that are listening are really nice people, as are we, but come on, what were they really thinking? Like, we're all going to just let people that we don't... I mean, you know, getting an Uber is scary yeah. enough that we don't know those people, right? Yeah. But now I'm going to, like, let an entire family live with me?
Well, they did that with the illegal
that's
aliens.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant just homeless in
no,
general.
No, no, that's what I'm talking about. That oh, program okay. that yeah, Denver yeah, yeah. implemented. It's yeah. like... Yeah, we can't speak the same language, but come on in.
Sure, as long as you need.
Yeah, right.
Till you get right? on your feet.
Just go ahead and squat here.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, don't really know what you guys do.
I, well, not like that, but they don't have like an exit program. Like,
no.
Don't worry, we'll protect you.
Yeah.
We'll make sure these people leave. Nope, they're just like, sign up for this phone number, and we'll have a family move in with you.
Before you know okay. it, you've got a squatter in your house.
Well, I'd like to see the mayor and the governor do it first. And then let me see how it works out for them.
They have plenty of room. The governor's mansion, exactly. don't they? Yeah. I mean, all you got's Polis and his guy down there, right?
Yeah, let me see them do it first. I'll observe, and then maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah, that was
what a dumb
that was
program.
That was a great idea.
I mean, literally, brilliant. I get terrified brilliant. Just getting in an Uber, you know, with a stranger.
Yeah.
But now, whole family, just come on in.
I'll bet you can count on one hand how many people actually did the program. Out of millions of
yeah,
people, okay?
Right? Oh,
probably four, five, something like that,
Lord,
right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. BJ JB Morning Show. It is a Monday, just getting started. We are just over a week from Thanksgiving, man. The holidays are here.
I know. Did you see DTC is already lit up right
at the
corner?
I noticed it driving in this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of lights going up in the neighborhood. Pretty, pretty cool. All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Knicks to throw wide open at the five, and in is Nate Atkins with the touchdown. Another opening for Williams. Williams with the power at the end of the run. Driving to the two, pushing to the one, and all the way in for a Denver touchdown.
One more.
Mims the motion man. Mims gets the toss. Blockers in front. Mims to the five. Mims to the end zone. Denver touchdown.
I said, Schmidl, get some audio. Man, oh man.
Schmidl. Yeah, but we cheated.
What do you mean we cheated?
Well, we cheated.
How'd we cheat?
Because that was an incomplete pass.
Which one?
The one that the guy dropped.
The guy dropped it?
And fumbled and retrieved it, yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
So, I didn't see the game.
Yeah, so, well, there was a pass, and the guy caught it. Our guy caught it, and he didn't have it with three steps in.
Yeah.
He had it with one step. He dropped it, and then he recovered it, and they went back and said, oh, no, it was a complete pass with a fumble recovery or whatever. But the analyst, you know how they have that guy in L.A.?
Yeah.
It's like, well, actually, that was not a complete pass. He did not get three steps in, so that wasn't a complete pass at all.
No, yeah, they were freaking out on TV.
Yeah.
No kidding. Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we cheat.
We did. Yeah. We did totally cheat.
All right. I like cheaters.
We really cheated. And then we got.
Cheating, you're not trying.
And we got a touchdown on that because of that play.
Yeah.
We got a touchdown, and I felt like after that they were just done.
Yeah. They just gave up.
Forget it.
Now, was that early in the game?
No.
It was later
in the second half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, man, I didn't realize we cheated.
Yeah, we cheated.
We should cheat every week.
Yeah.
If we can win, yeah. I'm all for the cheating, man.
I know, but it's just that it's hard to take because my friends, you know, from across the country or whatever, you guys are cheaters.
Oh, they just blew you up.
No, he caught it and then he recovered it. And they're like, no, even the analyst said there were not three steps. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, give me three steps.
Yeah,
oh, man. I didn't see the cotton.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
All right, well, we beat them up yesterday, right?
Yep, we sure did.
We beat the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Falcons suck anyway. But, hey, we'll take it, even though we're cheaters.
We are cheaters. It's fine. It's
Bo Nix is on a roll, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That he's guy is good.
Yep.
He's playing well.
He is. So good for him.
All right, and CU won over the weekend. Man, we're going to have a Heisman
CSU.
Winner here.
Yep. CSU was, they won.
The Border War.
Yeah, and that was a big deal. They filled the stadium. It was insane.
Yeah.
And then they carried around the boot all over the city and went nuts.
That's
and
so cool.
The coach was on fire on Twitter. He was so excited. Yeah, he was nuts.
What a football weekend.
Yeah,
I think our guy from Colorado is going to win the Heisman.
Hunter.
He's strong, isn't he?
He had a couple catches. Yeah. Unreal.
All right, there you go. That's your sports update here with the BJ and Jamie Sports Edition of the program.
Did
that's
we miss anything?
All we doubt. No, they were a bunch of cheaters.
I love that everybody at CU sang happy birthday to that Peggy lady.
Oh, it was so sweet.
She turned, 100?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so everybody sang happy birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Do we have the audio?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We're working on it, I guess.
All right.
We'll get there eventually. I mean, we got 4 hours.
That's fine.
I mean, we might play it at 9:59 this morning.
You know, I thought in my head, I was like, should I just tell Schmidl like the list before we get there on Monday morning? Because, I mean, the list is obvious. What we need is audio. And I'm like, no, he'll have it.
Yeah, Schmidl, can I ask you a question real quick here?
Yeah.
And I'm being very serious about this, okay?
Okay.
How do you miss things like this? How do you miss, like...
I was going to grab it. I told you 2 seconds ago.
No. How do you walk in...
I was working on the Broncos audio.
No, you're missing my point. How do you walk in here on a Monday morning and you didn't even know that happened?
I knew that happened. What do you mean?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you just didn't grab the audio?
I was working on the Mike Tyson stuff, and then you came in here and asked me what I was working on. I told you I'm grabbing the Broncos audio. Then I grabbed that and I gave it to you, and then I'm working on the Peggy stuff right now. I literally have it pulled up on YouTube.
Okay. No, I was gonna text him, and I thought, well, he'll already have it in the can. But I was wrong.
Defensive all of a sudden.
Well, he did get one piece of audio.
Well, he just acts surprised when I ask him about the Peggy stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
He looked at me like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But that's whatever. It's all good, man. It's all good. I don't want to start any problems.
Nope, no problems.
BJ's got a brand new attitude this week. I'm not going to cause any problems
No problems.
I got my own problems at home. All right.
You're rolling dirty, man.
I'm rolling dirty. Schmidl, I apologize. Okay.
Okay.
If I offended you in some way.
Wait. But I mean. So nobody has ever defined what a producer does? Is that what...
Let's not start. Right. Let's not start, okay? It's early on Monday.
All right.
Just be happy. And
I am happy.
A lot of joy down in my heart.
You're going to jail today.
It'd be illegal. I'm just afraid they're... never mind. I'm not even going to talk about it. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next year on the program. Say bye.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Was Taylor at the Chiefs game? Was it
no.
home? Oh.
She wasn't there.
She wasn't?
Nope.
Oh, no.
No.
Was there trouble in paradise?
I don't know. Well, they weren't at home.
Oh, they weren't?
They were in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
She normally just makes the home games, right?
Yes.
I think for the most part. Yeah. Unless it's New York City, you know.
She's on the home stretch of her Eras tour.
She is?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's almost done.
It's been, 5 years? 20 years?
Feels
how long
like
she's been on it?
A couple of years, it seems.
I think it's been 20. 25 years she's been on that tour.
Man, that'll get you.
Right?
She's got to be tired.
I wonder what they're going to do when she, you know, that's the thing. Like, it happened to all my friends during the pandemic. All of a sudden, their husbands traveled, right? And they were always gone, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, they were at home with my friends.
Yeah.
And God, did they hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, all of a sudden he knows how to take out the trash better. Yes. You know, I told you guys that. And so what's going to happen when they're actually together all the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
but
that's
you're
the
right.
Reality.
They haven't been this whole relationship, right?
Exactly. So it'll be interesting. I hope they make it forever. All right. Speaking of football, Beyonce will perform during halftime of the Christmas Day matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans.
You know, this is a groundbreaker because it's going to be streamed on Netflix. I hope they do it. Better job with the video than they did for the Tyson fight. That's for sure.
God,
that was terrible video. Was it? They just had too many people watching.
Yeah, they had
too many
people.
Yeah.
Did you see where that one guy streamed it and got 6.6 million viewers?
No, I didn't.
There's a guy named Antonio. I think he's a football player. Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He put up a camera in front of his TV, streamed it for those that didn't have Netflix, and got 6 million viewers.
Well, I'm telling. Oh my God, I was at Kylie's house.
Yeah.
And we thought it was her TV, right? Her service. We didn't know what
so
was
did
happening.
I.
Yeah.
I
so
thought,
then,
man, what a time for it to go out.
Right? So then she like turns it off and then we turn it back on and then it's just going in a slow circle of doom.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, at least we had it and it was kind of shredded picture, you know?
Grainy,
but now
yeah.
we can't even get it to boot. I mean, we're like, oh my God. But then it finally booted up and that fight between those two girls was awesome.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That one girl was robbed, though. But that was an amazing fight.
That was a good
oh
fight.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. That was the that was the reason why to watch.
It was better than any of the ones before that, too. I watched maybe three fights before the Tyson fight. And those two ladies, man, oh, man, did they go at it.
Dude, and it was like they could hardly stand at the end.
Wow.
They were so tired, and they're just like,
they left it all out there.
Yeah, they did.
And that was a good fight.
And then, I won't show you the picture. Well, I'll show you, but I can't post it. So then we might have, a bunch of us might have had some cocktails.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we might have been playing Ring Girls.
Yes.
Boy, you could not look away with those Ring Girls.
I know, right?
Woo!
Oh my
man,
God.
I don't know where they recruited those from, but
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, okay. Here's one
oh,
Ring
no.
Girl.
Yeah, she's getting there.
Right?
Yeah, maybe she should audition.
Because we were like, okay, never mind. Yeah. You have to be there for it. But anyway, yeah, we were Ring Girls. And it just looks so odd because there's this girl, in case you didn't see it, both girls were bloody messes. I mean, they were swollen up. They were just destroyed. Their faces were destroyed. And right behind them, smiling and clapping with their big boobs sticking out were the Ring Girls.
Yay. I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, I wish that girl would turn around and just cold cock that
girl. I know.
Girl.
I thought the same thing.
She should just turn around and just lay her out.
I agree with you. I know, right? It was so pathetic. All right, anyway, so yeah, Beyonce is going to perform at the halftime show, like we said, and it will be on Netflix. By the way, they're saying the reason why is because that's her hometown. I don't know, Houston is, so maybe that's why she wants to do it.
I thought she lived in New York.
That's her hometown.
Oh, hometown.
Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his $250 million Christmas film bombs as it opens to $34 million.
Oh.
It's a big budget comedy. And he was, what's it called? The Red One.
Red One,
yep, it's called The Red One. And it's $250 million. And they thought it was going to do really well, but it did not.
Yeah, I think the movie industry's in trouble. I do. I because this is like the fourth big budget movie that's bombed in a row.
Yep. So.
You know, you had Joker, it bombed. You got that Kevin Costner movie, it bombed. And then I think there was one last week that we talked about, it bombed.
Maybe it'll do better over. Like, I feel like we always went to the movies the Friday of Thanksgiving. You know?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah, the Friday after Thanksgiving, we either went then or Thursday night we would go because it was open then too. So maybe it'll pick up some money.
And I have to say, like, Red One, it looks like a weird movie.
Does it?
It didn't entice me, like, the trailer or anything like that. It didn't entice me to go
I haven't even
see
seen
it.
A trailer for it.
Yeah.
What's the premise?
Go ahead.
It says, after Santa Claus has kidnapped the North Pole's head of security, Dwayne The Rock Johnson must team up with the world's most infamous bounty hunter in a globe-trotting, action-packed mission to save Christmas.
It's just kind of a weird...
Yeah, sounds weird.
...Christmas movie to go see.
How can that not work? Rescuing Santa?
Alec Baldwin. Why is it still funny when people have their pants unzipped?
It always is.
Alec Baldwin, during the closing of Saturday Night Live curtain call, you know how they all say goodnight and all that stuff. I guess XYZ... I guess his fly was open, but thankfully he had panties on.
Yeah.
So he, I don't know why that's still funny. And it made the news, which is hilarious, by the way, to me. This Zach Bryan's ex, Brianna, that chicken fried chick or whatever. So here's what happened. So she is really, really mad at Zach Bryan because Zach Bryan is taunting her. You know, he stole her cat, right? So he stole her cat, and now he keeps posting pictures on Instagram of her cat.
Just random.
That's so mean. She loves her cat. Oh my God. She said, I can't believe Stumpy or whatever. Stump. His name is Stump.
Now,
Stump.
Is the cat, the pictures, I haven't seen this. In fact, it's the first I've heard of this story. Is the cat like doing crazy, like outrageous luxury stuff? Or
I have no idea.
Is the cat being tortured?
It was all taken down.
Oh, so you don't know what the pictures were?
No, because Zach Bryan took them down. So she went live and said, if this man posts one more effing cat one more time, that I'm going to post videos of him throwing stuff at me, at my face. So you can stop effing posting my cat and rubbing it in my face. And then he took him down. I guess he knows that she really does have video of him being abusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you striped them all away from his Instagram, because there's none. I'm looking right now. There's none of them on there.
Yeah. So, yeah. When she threatened the videos, I'll show the world you. It's like, I'm going to take down Stump now. let me go ahead and take down.
What a great move, though. Take her cat, start posting pictures.
Pictures, right?
You're talking about warfare.
No, you know what would have been really great? Is if he would have had some hot, hot bimbo and like, yeah. She's petting the cat.
Loving on the cat. Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I guess there's this new trend sweeping the nation, speaking of Instagram. And it's this thing where you act like you're going back to somebody. You keep going back to somebody. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's like that. What was that last one that was so stupid? We talked about it. Oh my God! Remember at the club? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one that didn't make any sense. Well, it's kind of along that line. You act like you keep going back to somebody or whatever. But Kristen Cavallari, she did the whole challenge thing, and she said that she kept going back to Morgan Wallen. Do you think they hooked up?
I mean, it's a definitely a possibility because he's always in Nashville, and she lives in Nashville.
She lives in Nashville.
So I can see it.
The speculation is that Kristen Cavallari,
look at her.
She gets around.
She does.
She was with that guy that doesn't do anything but practical jokes. What was his name?
Cutler.
One of the something boys? No, the other boys.
No, Montana boys.
Yeah, the Montana boys. I mean, where are you going in life with that thing? Yeah. I mean, I know you make millions of dollars, but aren't you kind of done at 26?
Well, they don't even do like original content.
They just drive around in their truck.
And it's lip syncing videos. It's ridiculous.
Well, they have a truck though. So that's exciting. Did you guys see Powerball Pete texted us yesterday? And I guess there was fights on the court at the pickleball tournament.
No, I didn't see that.
Yes, yeah, he's like freaked out. It says, unsportsmanlike pickleball player savagely kicks his opponent in the face after a game.
Oh, I saw that one.
Whoa.
Yeah. I didn't see the he texted, but I did see the video.
Yeah, it was from Powerball Pete. He said, now it's a sport.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They're fighting.
Right? Let's see here. Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson, they say they're trying to figure out their separation. That's just a shame right there, isn't it? And then finally, they're saying that Britney Spears, the reason why her son, shockingly, we all know this, has reached out to her and tried to make amends is because Kevin doesn't have any more child support. And they realize, damn, our mom has $66 million. And our dad now doesn't have any money. Yeah. We better be nice to mom.
You know, they should have thought of this about 6 months ago.
I agree.
The clock's ticking, man.
Yeah. I agree.
You don't wait till the day that the payments are gone.
Isn't it so obvious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
That's why I'm saying you got to build for this. You got to start working on that like 6-8 months out.
Oh, and then Betty White, she got her own stamp.
She did?
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Oh,
so cute. Oh, my God.
She's dead, right?
Yeah, she died.
I don't think you get a stamp unless you're dead.
Oh, is that a rule?
I don't know. Mm. I feel like it is. I've never seen a living person on a stamp.
Wow. Mm. Huh. I've never really thought about
it, BJ. I think you got to be dead. It's kind of like getting a street named after you.
Huh.
No, I guess that one's wrong.
No, that one's not right at all.
Peter Forsberg has a stamp.
He does?
He played for the Colorado Avalanche. She has a stamp
in a stamp?
In Sweden.
Oh, uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Swedish stamp.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got a Swedish stamp. That is cool. Yeah. All right, anyway, fun facts with Dylan. There you go, tablet.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Crash.
BJ and Jamie.
Havana. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Monday. We are 9 days from Thanksgiving. Ooh, pretty cool, huh?
You got your menu ready? You got it all ready? Did you get matching plates? Did you do all the stuff I told you to do? Did you get chargers? Did you do it all?
No, I haven't done it yet. I haven't gotten around to it. That was just Friday. I've been busy for 2 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so last night I had on my headphones, right? And I'm cleaning the house, doing all this stuff, whatever, because my kid is coming back. So I'm doing all this stuff, getting his room re-ready, trying to get my stuff out of there because I might have put some of my stuff.
Oh, a little storage unit right there.
Yeah, so I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm not paying attention to the girls' conversation. And then all of a sudden, Kylie says to Michelle, your charger is on fire. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? What? She's talking about the football team. And I thought like she had a charger that caught on fire or something, you know, because did you see that at DIA, they had a battery catch on fire and everybody freaked out. Yeah. So I think that was on my mind when I saw that. I was like, because I was thinking about that as I was unplugging everything. And I know we've talked about this before, but man, if we get one thing in our houses on fire, as far as these batteries, because my kid was telling me, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right. I don't know if I listened correctly, but lithium creates its own oxygen, so you can't suffocate it.
That's why you can't put it out.
Yeah, so even if you had a fire blanket, there's no way to put this stuff out.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah, so I think that was in my head.
We have one of those issues going on at my house. My wife and I are, well, I'll call it debating.
Yes.
Some people call it arguing.
Yeah.
But I call it debating, okay? We're debating. She's got a heater plugged into the garage, and it stays on all the time.
Yeah.
And it terrifies me because I just see this thing catching on fire at some point. And she keeps it on because all the workout equipment's in there.
Oh.
And she wants it at a certain temperature because of this time of year.
Right.
That it's not, you know, 30 degrees in there, that she can go in and work out, so it stays on.
But it's plugged right into the wall, correct?
It's plugged into the wall.
Because you cannot use an extension cord with those. That's what catches on fire.
Yeah, yeah. But it's one of those, it looks like one of those old heaters that are built into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's not like your standard, like little...
Like a space heater.
Yeah. But she finds it not alarming. I find it somewhat alarming. It's like a candle in the house. I don't like candles.
Why don't you go on Amazon and see if you can find one that has a timer on it?
Oh, yeah, well, times out, kicks
yeah.
on. At a certain
yeah, I
point.
Mean, I don't know if they have offered that, but maybe you could do that.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah,
if they have.
Right, Jamie's accusing me of being a hoarder.
You are a hoarder.
I'm not a hoarder.
Can I tell the story? So for 800 years, I've worked with BJ Harris, and for 800 years, he's stolen equipment from this radio station.
I've not stolen, I've asked.
And so when everything went out of style, right? We're now digital. And so everything went out of style as far as like playing hardcore CDs. All that stuff is just out, right? You can go and buy it at a pawn shop for $10. So all that crap is out. Well, he keeps hoarding it and hoarding it. So now we have everybody's studios got redone, and there's a bunch of crap that nobody wants in there. And they pay an electrical recycling firm to come and take it all, right? Because it's so antiquated and it's just no good. He's like, I'm going to go ask if I can have all that equipment. And I'm like, what are you going to do with it? For 10 years, I've known you to collect all this crap, and you haven't done anything with it.
Schmidel.
It's all in tubs.
There's some good stuff in there, isn't there?
No. Not that stuff.
What are you going to use it for?
Yeah.
He hasn't used anything.
Yeah, exactly.
For 10 years. For 10 years he's collected this crap.
Wait a minute.
Wait, tell me what you've done with, because like, I bet it was about 6 years ago you got whole back, I mean, the whole pickup truck was full. What have you done with that?
Put it in the garage. One day I'm going to set up one hell of a
one
system
day.
For the neighborhood.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
One day. I've
to watch
got
VCRs? VHS? Yeah.
For some reason, I just can't throw it away.
Well, that's a hoarder.
I don't know what the problem. Two things that I have, that's electronic equipment and hats. Those two items, I cannot throw
well,
one away.
Well, hats I get because there's some memories, like you went to places. But this electronic stuff, you've been hoarding for years and you haven't done anything with it. And it's literally, like, if you want to buy it tomorrow, you can go to a pawn shop and get it for $10. Yeah.
I kind of do the same thing. So, like, I keep all of my old computer equipment, and I keep telling myself, oh, I'll buy, like, a new power supply, and then I'll have, like, the second computer that I can use just for storage or, like, just for my TV or streaming or something like that. And then it just sits there, and I don't do anything with it. Yeah. So it's kind of like what you're doing. You're going to tell yourself, oh, I'm going to build this studio, or I'm going to be able to record myself doing a podcast.
10 years.
Or
ten
something.
Years.
And
I haven't done
just,
anything. 10 years.
There.
But I feel like we all have that, I don't know, that weak spot when it comes to certain items.
Yeah.
I think maybe you have it with clothes. You talk about you have racks and racks of clothes
with
that
the
still have the tag.
Well, yeah. But in my defense, I'm all over the place with sizing. So, I mean, thank God I kept them because now I'm wearing that size.
Oh.
You know, so for me, it's like, it's a size thing.
That was a bad example. Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's what I do it with. I'll be honest. I do it with lipstick. For some reason, there are colors that are just hideous, but I'm never going to wear them. But I'm like, I might wear that really, really, really pink one someday.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we all have something.
Yeah, but mine takes up this size. Like, it's a container. It's a martini glass.
It's like a drawer full,
like, it's
maybe.
It's an oversized martini glass that sits on my vanity.
Oh, okay.
And so it's all in that. But that's this big. What you're doing is like... Ugh.
You know, I will say this, that my eyes are starting to open, that I do have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I noticed yesterday, my wife made me move one of these tubs, big tubs. Mm-hmm. All it had in it was VHS players. It had probably three of them, and a DVD disc player, and all this stuff that was in there, power supplies and all that. And I couldn't get rid of it. She's like, you got to take this somewhere. You got to get rid of this. And it was sitting in the living room.
In the living room?
I moved it to
the
garage.
That's so pretty.
Yeah. I had it underneath the table in the living room. You couldn't tell what was in there, but there was a tub.
I feel like the VHS and the DVD stuff like will come back around at some point.
There you go!
But
no,
the
old
radio equipment that you're trying to keep is not, no one's ever going to want that stuff.
The thing is, even if the VHS and the disc player comes around, you can still go up to a pawn shop
for
$10.
You can find it anywhere, I guarantee.
Yeah, why are you storing it like a mouse with a nut in his mouth?
Because I'm thinking like,
wait,
I don't know, like,
squirrel.
Like 50 years or something like that, there'll just be so many of them that are broken, and people are going to want something that's going to play like Lion King or whatever.
I disagree.
Did you just say I have nuts in my mouth?
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah, you're storing nuts
that's
in your mouth.
Cool. That's not cool. I want to play this Mike Tyson audio.
Oh,
okay?
God. What a horrible fight.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm actually glad I didn't see it because I would have been so mad.
So disappointed.
I wasn't planning on seeing it, and then everybody's plans changed. So then we went to Kylie's and watched it. It was like we couldn't believe it. Like, we were all jumping up and screaming for him to punch somebody. Like, because he wouldn't even punch.
Like,
he was just sucking on his glove.
Yeah, the whole time.
That was weird.
Seeing the fight, was it rigged?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I know that. I think, was it Yushpedil or Carson? Somebody said that they didn't think it was rigged.
I still don't think it was rigged.
Yeah, it was rigged.
I think that we had way higher expectations
no.
than
no.
we
never,
should.
No,
he never
staged
even threw
the
a punch. Think about how he looked when he was training, right? He didn't even throw a punch.
Right, but exactly. When he's training, he's fighting stationary stuff that can't move, and then at the end of that fight, he revealed that he had a leg injury.
No,
so he couldn't close the distance.
And in
like,
fact,
yeah.
in fact, what's his name? The other guy, Jake Paul or whatever his name was, he said, I didn't hit him as hard as I could because
I didn't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
I mean, come
that's called up. Stage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's called stage. When you walk into the ring and you don't want to hurt the other guy, look at the women before that.
I mean, and these
they
two
beat the crap out of each other.
And these two didn't have any blood drawn.
Nothing.
None.
Nothing.
I mean, when have you ever seen a fight where nobody's bleeding?
Yeah.
They actually looked perfectly fine as they went in before and after.
Not only that, they reduced all the rounds. in a pro fight, you're 3 minute rounds, and they went down to two.
But he's old.
Eight.
Okay, just don't even talk. Turn off his mic. He's annoying me.
It was completely rigged. This was a staged payday. That's
for sure.
That's all it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, and everybody agrees with that. It is true. And we were all suckers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we did get suckers.
Yeah, we believed the hype.
Yeah.
Here's part of the audio.
Congratulations on a very strong performance. Are you happy with what you did out there tonight?
Absolutely happy, yes.
Are you surprised it went the distance?
No, I knew he was a good fighter. I knew he was prepared, but I came to fight.
You know, 58, a lot of people thought you shouldn't be here. A lot of people thought...
I felt sorry for Mike Tyson. Didn't you?
I did, because I don't think that he realized how bad this is going to make him look.
I agree.
You know?
I mean, you're talking a legend here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he looks so pathetic. And again, he's 58 years old. He just shouldn't have gotten in there. But he kind of sold himself out for $20 million. Hell, I would have done that fight for $20
million. Well, all of us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
if you don't throw a punch, just get in there and dance around for 16 minutes.
That's all they did. They just walked in a circle. They didn't even have bruises on them. Have you ever seen Mike Tyson in a fight without even having any blood or on the other opponent or any kind of bruise?
Never.
Like Carson said, they literally walked out looking exactly how they walked in.
Exactly. Unscathed.
If you would have talked to them, you'd have been like, wait, did you guys fight?
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right.
How's the other guy?
Yeah. I think for Jake Paul, I think this hurt him as much as it did Tyson, though. Because for me, I will never, ever watch another Jake Paul fight.
Yeah.
Ever. Because those darn things are just completely rigged. He's in it for the money. He's turned boxing into the WWE.
For sure.
That's exactly what he's doing.
And then this stupid thing at the end where it's like, my brother will fight you. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing. When Logan got in there, I was like, okay.
Okay, right? And then the whole coming in with it, they came in, you didn't know this, Carson, but they came in this big, stupid car.
Oh, I did. No, I saw a highlight and I was like, really? God.
And I was even telling them, please, Mike Tyson, don't come in anything stupid. Yeah. And he didn't, thank God. He walked in like a normal boxer.
Didn't they say that Jake Paul's outfit was $1 million?
Yep, sure was.
A million, because he had diamonds or something?
Yeah, he had diamonds in it.
You're allowed to box with diamonds on?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, won't you cut your hands?
Yeah. Doesn't even make sense. That just tells you right there that it's a staged event. He's got diamonds on his uniform.
And they also used weighted gloves, so they're harder to punch with.
Why would they do that?
So nobody could hurt each other.
Oh, my God.
Because their arms being so tired.
Oh, but it wasn't fixed. It was such a letdown.
Right?
Man, I tell you, though, after watching those two ladies fight beforehand, they couldn't. There's no way they could live up to that billing.
So now they're saying, because you know we were all waiting for the other fight.
Yeah.
It's the biggest viewing for a female fight ever.
And 65 million.
Yeah, and people now are more impressed with. It really was a good idea for them to box before that, because now
you're
people love it.
It put female boxing on the map. Yeah. It really did. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, Jamie, I go over to Home Depot. Okay, I'm going to pick up an order that my wife has done online, right?
Okay.
I get there. She placed the order about 2.5 hours beforehand.
I'm a big fan of that. And then you just call them at that little stall and you open up your trunk and they just put it right in the trunk.
Well, they were busy and they didn't have it ready.
Oh, well, they give you a notification when it's ready.
Yeah, I guess. I've never done it before, so I didn't know that.
She sent him knowing it wasn't ready yet.
Yeah, because she obviously didn't get the notification.
I waited an hour.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
She definitely knew.
Listening to the Bronco game on the radio.
Oh,
I did.
During the Bronco game.
Yeah. Well, I figured, because she first said 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, by the time I get home... They're gonna. So anyway, it was just a Charlie Fox truck.
They send you a text telling you your order's ready and tell us if you're on your way.
Yeah.
And I saw that on the sign when I got there, because you could park in that pickup area. And I saw that. Did you receive a text or whatever? And I'm like, text? Nobody said anything about a text.
Oh, my God. She just wanted you out of the house.
Yeah.
And during the football game,
she didn't want to let him watch the football. That is controlling.
Yeah. Yeah. So I listened to it on the radio.
Nice.
As I'm waiting on these products to be rounded up. So when I go back in, when I went in the first time, when I found out that it wasn't ready yet, so I'm talking to the lady.
You could have actually gone and gotten it in 15 minutes.
I know.
Instead of waiting for an hour.
I know. I didn't want to break the rules, Jamie. I didn't know. I've never picked one up over there, so I'm just I'm kind of lost at this point. But
it's rocket science.
But I kind of thought it is a reprieve for me too, because I did get to listen to the game on the radio, and I like listening on radio to begin with. But here's what happened though. I go in there, and this is when I first went in to find out that it wasn't Ray. I got an earbud in because I'm listening to the ball game. Okay. Mm-hmm. The lady at the counter at customer service told me to take it out.
Oh.
She goes, sir, could you remove the earpiece for me? And it was an older lady. I said, why? She goes, I think it's just rude that you would have that in talking to me.
Well, maybe you were talking really loud.
Like you couldn't hear her over the game.
Yeah. What?
She didn't say
because
that.
You're not
but I thought that was weird.
Well, I'm going to agree with her because you can't do two things at once. And so I'm sure you were super annoying.
Whoa. Hang on a second. You know me. Yeah. She doesn't know me. She's meeting me for the first time. I thought she might have overstepped her boundaries by asking me to take my earpiece out.
No, you must have given her an indication that you can't do this.
Yeah, because there's got to be so many people. I see people walking around Home Depot with earbuds in all the time.
You know how he can't do, you know.
Yeah. And here's another thing, too. I ran into one of these ladies, the lady that was working customer service, who just doesn't want to be there. Yeah. You can tell, because she said to me, she said, no, your order's probably not going to be ready for at least 30 minutes. We've been super busy. I don't know why this place doesn't hire more people. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, she started venting on me about her workplace.
I
was like, man, I don't got nothing to do with this. I can sit in the truck and listen to the ball game. I don't care what happens.
Maybe she was just letting you know that it wasn't her fault, you know?
Yeah, but it came across as she just wasn't very happy. I mean, she's already asked me to take the earpiece out. Then she starts venting about the workplace and how they can't seem to keep enough people there to gather up these orders that come in. I just thought it was okay, I'll just wait.
I mean, please don't take this wrong, but here it goes. I feel like your household is dumb and dumber.
Why?
Because you literally didn't have to be there an hour. You could have walked in and grabbed everything in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to supersede them doing their job. Somebody's getting paid to do that. So.
No, but I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
It was a waste of time.
Yeah, the whole thing doesn't even make sense.
I'll tell you, one of the reasons that went through my head, the reason I didn't go in and do it myself, I thought I'd screw it up and I didn't want to be blamed for it.
Well, I mean, she'd already paid for it.
I'm going to get the wrong items because she's got specific items, and I'm going to do something wrong.
I think she treats you like you're 4 years old, and you treat yourself like you're four. I can't do it. I don't know how. I don't know how to pull up to a parking spot and get the stuff.
I had no idea. I'd never done it before. Never been over to Home Depot. Get it.
Just for the radio's sake, pretend like you know stuff. I mean, you always pretend like you do know stuff when you don't.
Well, my whole point.
But try to pretend like you know common sense stuff.
My whole point was, I thought it was kind of weird that she asked me to take out the earbud.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird. I you know, because I'd never, this lady doesn't know me. She doesn't know. She didn't even know if it was on or not. You couldn't tell. And so I literally just walked up to her and just started the conversation. I'm here to pick up an order. Sir, can you take out the earbud, please? I find that rude. What?
It didn't.
Is it rude, though?
Kind of, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because that's my question. Because you see people all the time. I saw another kid at Target. He's walking around with an earbud in. No big deal. But you find that rude if I'm talking to you and I've got an earbud in?
You can hit. You can click it off, you know?
Yeah. And so yeah, you don't know if it's on.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm more worried about the whole thing about the hour thing. I don't care about the earbud.
And I feel like you're going, go, Bo, go! Go, Bo!
Oh, I'm sitting in the truck listening to the ball game. God. I didn't care. I could sit there for 2 hours. Until the game's over, anyway. All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash next.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Nordstrom's used to, I don't know if they still do, but we were talking about, do we think that it's true that Target is going to have a bar, an open bar, and they're coming out with something called, this is all speculation over the weekend, but I don't know if it's true or if we're all being baited, a Targarita It's like a margarita, but it's a Targarita. Yeah. You know, I know that, like, what's the cooler?
Yeti.
Yeti has a bar right in the middle of their store at Cherry Creek. I mean, it's like right in the middle. And it stinks like old beer, and it makes me like gag every time I'm in there. And like I said, Nordstrom used to. I don't know if they still do. But some places do offer you cocktail, especially like if you go to a wedding venue. They offer all the girls champagne while you're shopping. Yep. Some of the upper scale clothing stores, they'll always say, you know, do you want champagne? Or if I get my nails done. I know they don't have a liquor license, but... You know, they'll offer you drinks.
Something.
Yeah. But Target, it seems like such a family place. It doesn't make sense to me.
The Targarita, it would be a smash, especially with my wife.
No, I get it. But the thing is, like, walking around with a Targarita, and then having your baby in the middle looks really bad.
I don't see it.
You know?
I don't see it.
There's a baby in the bar.
Yeah. Where'd this rumor
There's
start?
There's a baby in the cart. It's been all over the place on social media.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, the Targarita. Yeah,
I don't see it happening.
I don't know. I'm going to look and see if it's real, but that's what the rumor is. But, you know, who knows? By the way, I know we talk about this every year, but man, have they ruined Black Friday. I mean, it started at every store already. They're already doing all their Black Friday deals.
Yeah, why even call it Black Friday sales anyway?
It's done. I agree with you. There's no Black Friday. It's already done. Everything's on sale already. It's crazy. All right, anyway, we were talking about this earlier. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, the whole thing. I don't know. Here's what Jake had to say, because social media is just really irritated about this fight. Number four.
The crowd got a little restless toward the middle of the fight. We started hearing the Blue Birds. Reaction on social media isn't too great about the fight in general. Your reaction to that at all?
Yeah, man, thank you for everyone tuning in and coming. And, you know, I tried to give the fight the best fight I possibly could. But when someone's just surviving in the ring, basically... it's hard to make it exciting. So I couldn't really get him to engage me or slip shots and, you know, do something super cool or whatever. But I don't care about what people have to say. They're always going to have something to say, and that it is what it is.
Right, because you cashed a check for $40 million.
Yeah, you did.
Do that all day long.
You know, I don't like him, but I do kind of believe that he did want Mike to engage more. You know, I think I agree with him.
Fake it more.
And Mike just sucked on his glove like a baby. It was weird. They asked Mike why he kept biting his glove, number three.
The broadcast team was debating what you were doing with your glove. Was it a mouthpiece issue, or were you just biting on your glove? What was that? Could you tell us?
Oh, I have a habit of biting my gloves when I fight, yes.
Why do you do that?
I have a biting fixation.
A biting fixation.
Oh,
okay. Well, that explains the ear thing. Yeah. Explains the ear.
Yeah, they say he's always done it.
Yeah. So
every fight.
It was. I mean, we had a blast, so I don't care. But it was. I mean, I can see if it would have been pay per view, people would have been furious. Yeah. Oh my.
Well, God. We went for a year trying to lead up to this thing, thinking, okay, is it real or is it fake? And they literally, in the last month, they had convinced all of us that it was going to be real, that this is going to be a knockout, drag out. Somebody is going to go down in this fight. And then to see what we saw was so disappointing.
Do you think he was like on shrooms or something?
Who, Mike?
Yeah, he just seemed so out of it.
He
you know,
have like it. He couldn't move.
He yeah, it just seemed like he was just like.
When he was walking out to the ring, he literally seemed like he didn't know where he was.
I know.
Yeah. He tripped. He almost fell.
But he had this like 1,000-yard stare where it's like, are you even in your own body right now?
Like, that's what I feel like. He was tripping on.
He
something.
Probably licked one of those toads.
Maybe
he did lick a toad. He's been known to lick toads.
Lick and bite. Yeah, that's his thing now.
I don't know. He just seemed, I agree with Schmidl. He was just out of it.
Yeah, he seemed like he had no idea where he was.
Really?
Like,
really
at all.
Weird. But on a happier note, this was awesome. The CU game was over the weekend. And if you don't know, Peggy, she's 100 years old. She's turning 100 years old. She's like the biggest fan of the Buffs. And everybody in the entire stadium sang happy birthday to her.
Cool, huh?
She cried.
Yeah.
Aw, that's so sweet, right?
100 years old.
Yep.
Wow, and still going to football games. Yeah.
Dude, she looks great.
She really does.
Oh, my God. Like, does she get her makeup done? I'm thinking, at 100, how does she even see her lips?
I don't know.
Were done perfectly. Her makeup was on fire. I'm like, does she have a glam squad?
she was raising those pom-poms.
Right? At 100. Good for her. This is kind of a crazy story. You know, Guy Fieri and Sammy Hagar, they have a tequila label, right? And I guess it's been really taking off. But I guess some of the other tequila companies don't really like that their tequila has started to take off with the public. And so two trucks loaded with 24,000 bottles of Santo Tequila have been hijacked, and they can't find them.
Hijacked?
Yeah, yeah, they're gone. 24,000 bottles worth $1 million. They went missing in Laredo, Texas. It took 39 months to make all that tequila, which was valued at more than $1 million. The two trucks hauling 440 combined cases, or 24,000 bottles, were hijacked on either November 9th or November 10th. Fieri said it comes at a terrible time. It's the holiday season and it's our biggest time.
Now, is this accidental or is it
they
knew that it was tequila? They knew that, or they just took a truck and it turned out to be this truck?
Well, it's two trucks.
Okay.
And so it was, they think because it was two trucks, they think it's very much intentional.
And they knew that it would set them back for the holidays.
Yeah,
because
I could see where you steal a truck and you don't know what's inside.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like you do with it, like a car and there's a baby in the back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what have I done?
Oh, I carjacked a one with a kid in it. Son of a bitch. I got to give it back now. They usually return them. That's nice. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of a crazy story. And then did you guys see that whole bakery situation that happened over the weekend where Whoopi Goldberg said that this bakery didn't make her order because they don't believe in her political views? But that wasn't it at all. This poor family, their boiler just went out on them, and that's why they couldn't make her order. And so she slammed them on The View, saying, like, they didn't make my order because they don't believe in my political views. Well, that wasn't it at all. Their boiler went out. Oh. And so now the community, not only the community, but everybody has been, like, just buying and buying. I mean, it's the best thing that could have happened to this bakery.
Yeah.
People are just buying thousands.
They even held a press conference.
Yeah, they did.
Over the weekend.
They were really
now,
sad.
Here's what I don't understand, though. I watched the video of her talking about it on The View. She doesn't name the bakery.
No, but they're the only one in that area that makes that particular cupcake. So that's why.
So that's how they connected it?
That's how they connect it. They're the only ones that make that Charlotte Russe or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So because I couldn't figure out the whole... I'm like, I'm a little lost on this story. I can't figure out how they pinpointed this one bakery.
Yeah, it's because they're the only ones known for making this...
Well, now, why would she do that if it wasn't true? What's Whoopi up to these days?
I don't know if they didn't tell her that their boiler was broken or they just said, we can't make it. And so she immediately assumed it was because of her political views.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just a misunderstanding, but all I know, it's great for their business now. I mean, they're even getting out-of-state orders. They can't keep anything on their shelves. The line was all the way around the block.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. It's great for them. Terrible for Whoopi.
Really bad. People are saying that they're calling for her to get fired. All this stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's showing me her reels here, and it's all about Christmas decorations.
Yeah, can I just vent for 1 second?
Sure.
I know it's the most wonderful time of year.
This is a great place to vent, Jamie.
Okay. All right. I'm just... The internet has taken my Christmas joy. They've destroyed my Christmas joy. They literally... The Reels situation was not a thing last year, okay? Reels is kind of new. It's just all of a sudden popped up in my world, right? I mean, we've always had, you know, social media and all that. But Reels is this new phenomenon. I don't know why that happens. It's like Tourette's. It just happens every time. Anyway, it's this new thing that's just happened. And so it is just filled over and over with people showing me how their houses are decorated. And even florists are like, here's how we decorate our store. And so I have had this problem with mantles forever. Yep. I have two mantles in my house, and decorating them is not going like the people on the internet.
I got you.
It is just...
It is.
They make it... They like, here's what... We buy some filler, and we stick it into the... What's that stuff called? The, you know, the green crap? They're like, we fill it up.
Like the garland?
The garland. Make it fluffier. Shut up. I can tell that it's fake.
Yeah.
Like, my garland looks pretty good, but then I buy filler, and... Oh my God.
And at least you have a mantle. I don't even have a mantle.
Oh, that's right. You do the fireplace TV thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. It's the expectations are unreal, and they've sucked the joy out of me.
I think that falls into a lot of categories, though, when it comes to the internet. Like, you know, we had that at one time because so many people would post their traveling pictures.
Yeah.
And videos and all that. And we would be like, why can't I travel? Why can't I have a vacation every month or so? Same thing with Christmas. You can't live up to the expectations.
The reels are a new thing, and it's just, and I showed you my algorithm. Yeah. It is video after video after video of people and their perfect lives and their perfect decorations, and everything's perfect.
You just
and
gotta
all
turn
the color
it off.
Stuff. Oh my God, oh, look at my tree. Oh my God, here's how I did the ribbon. I used a 3-inch ribbon, and I just folded like that. If I stuff ribbon in my tree, it looks like I stuffed ribbon in my tree.
Oh man. Yeah, you can never make it live up to what their video is, right?
And then they'll show you the perfect way to make a bow. I almost said it.
Jamie, it's ruining Christmas.
It really is.
It's ruining it for you.
It is, because I want...
It's got you all agitated already, and we're only into, you know, we're not even at Thanksgiving yet.
Because I want my house to look like theirs.
I know.
I really do.
I know what you do.
I really do. And it's just sad. Yeah. And then, you know, but at least I'm not like Carson, where I have to have that Mickey Mouse blow up thing.
Hey,
because I know that you did not want to have to do that, but you did it for your daughter because you're a good dad.
I did it for my daughter.
That is
yes.
not the motif you wanted. Oh, no. I know for a fact.
Absolutely not. I want everything uniform. We're going with the white and the red outside. That's it. It's
I don't know
clean.
What you're talking about.
Classic.
What are you talking about?
We got like a little 4-foot blow up doll or blow up
blow up doll.
Yeah,
blow up. It's Mickey Mouse blow up Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Mickey Mouse blow up.
And knowing Carson, because his house is just it's perfectly decorated and his house is perfect. Getting Mickey Mouse blown up and I
and
know
we gotta put Mickey right on the front patio, like right on the porch there. So it ruins the whole classic Christmas look that I'm going for.
Right? Because you have a blow up.
Yeah.
Like
everybody, you either go that way, like you do all blow ups.
Like the dinosaur blow up, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, you do like either tacky Christmas or you do beautiful Christmas, right? Those are your two options. Well, he tried to do both and it's not working.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, that's for a 3-year-old. She's 3,
yeah.
right?
2.5.
2.5. She's 2.5. Hey, try having to get a Mickey Mouse blow up for a 40-year-old. Seems a little worse to
right.
me. I mean, for a 2.5-year-old, it kind of fits.
Because, I mean,
at my house, I'm not sure it fits.
That's the thing is, like, you either go all blow up, you know, with the gigantic reindeer.
Full blown.
Yeah, the Mickey and all that. But he tried to do, like, beautiful white lights and red lights outside and do, you know, really classy, beautiful. And then he stuck the blow up in the middle.
4-foot Mickey over there in the corner.
I know.
That's great.
It's me, Mickey Mouse. And I know, I mean, I know the feeling because my tree is really beautiful, but you sacrifice the look for your kids, right?
Yeah.
You know when you have to put the baby gate all the way around it?
Yeah. So they can't get to it.
Yeah, when they're toddlers and you're like, oh my God, I have to put a baby gate up on this thing. It's so sad.
Yeah, you have to, you got to give in.
Yeah, you do. You know.
I mean,
damn kids.
It's just the way. Speaking of kids, let me tell you something that I came across this past weekend. My son walks up to me. This is Frog. He's 6 years old. He goes, Dad, why can't you use a middle finger?
Oh, okay. All right.
What a question. How do you explain that to a kid?
Wow, that's a good one.
Man, I'm sitting there going, well, that's a good one, buddy. Yeah. Let me think about that for a minute. Well, you just don't. But why?
Huh.
Well, it's just a finger. Well, you do have a point there. Well, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I can use this finger, but if I use this finger... Son, don't do that. Don't do that.
Maybe
this is the way it went. So
maybe you
should have
made up a story from a long, long time ago.
Jamie, I was caught so off guard that I was like, I got hit with a Mike Tyson punch, okay? I'm like, whoa. I mean, it was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Dad, why can't you use a middle finger? You can't use the F word. You can't, you know, really explain, like, just this is what it means.
Because of history. Because history dictates that a long, long time ago, there were the Romans, you see. And you just make up some really long story.
I wish you were there.
No, I just know Bob would have lied and made up some big story.
He just threw me for a loop. I've never had to explain it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. How would you explain it?
I would have made up a long story.
I'm just saying.
It's got a long history of meaning ill will towards others.
Yeah.
But why? It's only a finger.
Because the Romans.
But why?
Because the Romans got in a fight with the Danish, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, you get out of here. And they used his middle finger. And then everybody from then on were like, oh, that's bad.
It was just a symbol of hate.
And I don't even know who the Danish are, by the way.
I take it all back. You guys are no better at it than I was. You're just as lost as I was.
Just wait until you ask how kids get here.
Yeah.
How do babies get here?
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Say what?
I guess it's a real story about history.
Oh.
It was actually the French and the English. The English longbowmen used their middle finger to draw their bow. In one instance, captured English bowmen had their middle finger cut off by the French so they couldn't shoot an arrow.
I'm sure a six-year-old would understand that, right? I gotta explain that when I get home today.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I made up something about Danish people and the Romans, but
you were little, did you know?
Man, I saw this on Friday where a Southwest flight was hit by a bullet.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Going into Dallas. This has to stop.
Well, they hadn't taken off yet, right?
No, they were landing,
I think
weren't
they?
I think they were approaching Dallas Airport, and that's when the shot rang out, and I think it hit the plane. Now, we had two of those going into Haiti, remember?
Yeah.
And it felt like, okay, going into Haiti, blah, 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 but this is Dallas.
Yeah.
This is a domestic flight right here at Dallas, Texas, and they've got a shot ringing out. Somebody's got to put a stop to this. I mean, that's wild.
So they were on the tarmac.
Yeah,
they
had to return to the gate.
But still,
that's
way,
so scary.
Man, because you had the two the week before.
Uh-huh.
That back-to-back.
Because I'm thinking like, all right, you know this just got hit by a gun, right? And now you have to make the long trek back to the gate. I'd be so afraid they're going to hit it again and again.
Like they're just sitting ducks at
that
point.
You're just sitting.
Like, not just that flight, but all flights.
Right.
I'll bet they didn't tell anybody at the time.
I bet you're right.
Because you'd freak everybody out at the airport, right?
Yeah, just like that lady with the ballots.
Yeah.
She didn't tell anybody either.
Yeah. You
remember that the passwords were up?
You stay on the down low.
No one's going to say anything.
Don't say, what's her name? I forgot her name, but she didn't tell anybody, but the passwords were up on that.
For weeks.
I think I'd do that, though, if I were in charge and I knew that I made a mistake like that.
Well, you remember my theory. They know that a big asteroid could kill us all. They're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us that it's on it.
Innocence is bliss right there.
I kind of wish, I'm kind of glad they don't.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to know. If I'm sitting on a flight and something happens that we have to turn around and go back to the gate, I don't want the pilot to come on and say we've been shot at.
Now, I haven't read any follow-up. Do we know who, I mean, do they have anybody, any suspects? Or
I don't think
nothing?
So. I've not seen anything
what
on it.
What is going on with this?
You had the two flights. You had American Airlines and you had a Spirit Airlines, I think, that went into Haiti, and both of those were shot at while they were trying to land. And this one happened on Friday, I think it was, in Dallas, Texas.
But you know, Texas.
This plane's on the tarmac and it gets shot.
Texas is just built different. Do you know that they now have Ubers in Texas that they have people that have their, what is it called, concealed carry?
Yeah, you can request a driver that is actually packing heat.
Yep, in Texas.
It's called
good.
Black Wolf.
Yeah, Black Wolf.
Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
No, I'm
that's
thinking,
wild.
I feel
why?
Like that. No, I don't need a, I don't know if he's stable.
Well, I mean, that's a good question, too.
But the person getting in the car could be concealed.
Well, I understand how it works. But still, it's just like, yeah, I don't want to call and go, and make sure you send the guy with the gun.
Yeah. Also, why do you need a driver that's packing?
I know, right? Where are we going?
Yeah. What are we doing?
I don't see a problem with it.
I think if they're doing good background checks on the people and, like, some people are just a worried about where they're going. Like, downtown, aren't you worried sometimes about, like, the homeless situation and other people like that? Then you'd feel safer if you had a driver that had a concealed
weapon. That's
the way I see
it. I don't want to get involved in it. I mean, I think it's just asking for trouble, to be honest with you. I haven't had a problem with Uber, Uber.
But wouldn't you think the driver would have that same sense if he knew that the passenger had a gun?
Probably, but if it's
the same angle, and I've often, you know,
no, but
I've
it's just weird to
mine.
Me to like to request it. Like, yeah. I need the gun guy.
I see your point of like if you're going downtown, but then if you're going to a sketchy part of town, just don't go to the sketchy part of town.
Right. Or if I'm going to a party and I request the gun guy, is he going like, what kind of party is this? Like, are you going to a gangbanger?
Yeah.
Are
you using me as protection?
Right. Like,
they're looking at a law to make a law. That a concealed weapons carry in one state is good all across the country.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is weird. I don't like that one either.
Going into states that don't allow it with a gun because you have a permit in Texas, let's say.
I mean, I know a lot
that's
of
crazy.
Listen, I'm a gun owner, but that one I don't agree with either.
Yeah. Well, I don't know enough about it. I just know that's been proposed out there.
Oh, well, anyway.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
So a few minutes ago, Jamie, you mentioned.
Yeah.
You said that we didn't have a follow-up on that airplane that got shot on the tarmac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's another story, and I've not seen a follow-up on this, and maybe you have. Casa Bonita had to clear the restaurant on Friday. Had to shut the doors because of a foul odor.
Oh.
They had a foul odor in the place. Literally had to tell everybody to leave.
Yeah.
Was it like a gas leak or something?
I have no idea. I never saw a follow-up.
They said some of the some parts of the restaurant smelled like raw sewage. But they couldn't. I didn't see a follow up either. They couldn't figure it out.
I don't want a follow up if that's what it was.
Ew.
Are you kidding me? That maybe the toilets overflowed or something?
Something to that nature. It sounds like.
Wow! I didn't even know what happened. I didn't even hear the whole story.
Can you imagine being inside Casa Bonita? They tell everybody, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have to clear the store.
Right?
We got to clear the restaurant right now. We've got a foul odor."
They said it happened about 9:30. They kicked everyone out about 10.
Oh man!
Yuck! Oh well. Yeah, I didn't even know it happened, to be honest with you.
Cliff divers, put on your pants. It's time to go. We got to shut this baby down. Puppet, shut down the puppet show.
Hey, speaking of puppet show, I read something about you, and I'm really sorry.
About me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel bad for you.
About what?
Well, winter penis.
Oh.
It's real.
Who told you? No, wait a minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who told you?
Well, it's because I guess if you have underlying ED, it gets real bad.
Oh.
Well, the winter months are a challenge. No, it's not funny. You can't laugh at this. It's a condition.
It is.
It's a condition. That's real.
No, it is real.
No, I agree.
I was reading it. I didn't know it was real, but it's real. It's called winter wiener.
How'd the word get out? Is what I want to know. Who's talking?
Because doctors want women to know it's a real thing for men to get winter wiener. Okay?
Look, I was told when I joined the club. I was told it was like AA, that whatever happens here stays here.
The WWC club?
Yes.
The Winter Wiener Club?
Yes.
WWC? Here's what it says. Not only does it lead to a size reduction of up to 50%.
It can.
It does get cold.
Okay.
It says the problem happens because the body is smart enough to know that your wiener is not a priority when you're trying to survive, right? When you're cold and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it goes to your internal organs. All your heat goes to try to make you survive to your internal organs, and the wiener is not a priority.
Inside the club, there's a joke. We know that it's bear season.
What does that mean?
Hibernate.
No, it's a real thing.
We call it bear season. because it's funny and you don't have to, you know, think about it as a real condition. It's just bear season.
It says,
hibernate.
But here's the problem, BJ, because this is the sad part about you. It says, while winter wiener only lasts for like about 10 minutes or so, men with ED, it lasts for hours.
Oh. Or months. I've read that too. I don't know. I'm just saying. I've read. I mean, it's in some publications out there where it could last longer.
In your club, is it just really, really hot in there?
It's not my club. I don't own the club. I didn't start the club. I just show up on Fridays.
It's like hot yoga. They turn up to like 90 degrees.
I just know to be there at 7 a.m. before the doors close.
It's at the sauna. Oh, well, sorry, bitch.
It's a safe place.
Winter wiener.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what also seems like it's become a waste of time? Is whenever we see a recall on a vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it happens like every day, it seems now.
It does.
And E. coli. E. coli, all of a sudden, there's a story every day. Today it's carrots.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I've been eating carrots.
Carrots are bad today.
Are they the mini ones? The
organic
little ones?
Baby carrots.
No, yep. That's what I have.
Yep.
Oh, and you've
got the E. coli.
Oh, no. Literally, yep. I keep a bag of them in the side of they're organic.
Yeah, you need to check
and
those.
And they're mini.
Yeah.
And I just keep a bag and I grab them every time I open the fridge.
I bring it up because you've left the room three times this morning.
I have not. That's not true at all.
Here's the story.
One person in California has died from an outbreak of E. coli.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Back up.
This is more serious than I thought.
This isn't funny, is it?
What happened?
One person in California has died from an outbreak of E. coli linked to organic carrots, and that's prompting a nationwide recall. The CDC says it involves whole and baby carrots sold by Bakersfield-based Grimway Farms. About 30 people have been infected in 18 states. 15 have been hospitalized. The carrots were sold under brand names, including 365, Organic.
That's what I have!
Sprouts. No way! Oh,
yes!
No!
The 365!
Then you need to go home and get rid of those.
Well, you got to check the data.
Yeah. Okay, well, I've been eating them and I haven't felt anything.
It'll catch up. It's early in the week.
Oh, no, because I buy those 365s.
Are they really 365s?
Yeah, because Whole Foods, I think that's...
Yeah, that's their
You buy
thing,
the Whole Foods?
Okay. Yeah, that's it. The 365 is their go-to.
Breaking news. Has E. coli.
Oh. Brand names, including 365, Organic, Sprouts, and Trader Joe's. They have Best Buy dates from September 11th through November 12th. Federal Health...
Wait a minute. Back up. Do you have that? Hang on. Back up.
I don't know.
Here's the dates.
They have Best Buy dates from September 11th through November 12th.
Oh, I wouldn't keep anything that's expired in my fridge.
November 12th was just last week.
Yeah. I have to look.
Today is the 18th, last week. But they're saying there are none on the shelves. You're not going to buy any. They've been pulled. You got to look in the fridge, Jamie.
Wow. So when did I bought those during the blizzard, the great blizzard of last 2 weeks ago. So those might be in that wheelhouse.
It might be in the wheelhouse, yes.
Yeah, remember when blizzard...
It's a realistic possibility.
Yeah. I think you've got it. I really do. I think you've got the E. coli. I don't know what E. coli does to you.
Well, you get the...
Hey, Spadil, what does E. coli do?
I think that date is right. I think that you bought them, though, because that was when I was in World Cup, and that was like November 5th, and this ends right at November 12th, so...
Oh, yeah. No!
I've got it right here, in fact. E. coli, more damage to your coworkers than you yourself because you're irritable. Yeah, that's what it says.
Can I tell you something, though?
What?
You won $10.
Why?
Because we didn't make it to the market Friday night.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't. Just don't worry about the money.
Okay. Once I didn't see a post, I was like, yeah.
That was too easy. The only thing easier than that was a Mike Tyson fight.
Wait, can I tell you, though? I tried. Yeah. So all the girls went out, right, Friday, and we had lunch, right? And at 2 o'clock, I said, we need to get going. We need to go to that Christmas market. And then everybody's like, do we?
Yeah, you don't have to go.
And I was like, let's go. And then somebody else said, Jamie, you have so much Christmas crap. Do you really need to go? And I was like, oh, my God. We made a pinky swear we were all going to go. And then now it's 3 o'clock. And so I said, we need to go. So then I called the number, and they said, we close at 5.
Close at 5?
They closed at 5 on Friday.
Yeah, well, I knew you guys weren't going to make it.
I tried on the Bible.
You might have tried, but I just knew as a group. As a group, you were never going to make it.
They ruined Christmas.
Yeah. No, you got plenty of time. You guys get caught up in the, you know, the pageantry.
I'm telling you. The buds. Listen, yeah. The pageantry of buds.
Yeah. You get caught up in that before you know it. Boom.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Okay, this is really weird. We have gone too far in this world. Did you know that people are now permanently changing their eye color?
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. Is this the same as the eye tattoos?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
More people have permanently changed their eye color through cosmetic surgery, even though many doctors say the surgery hasn't been proven safe and warn it could cause lasting damage, including blindness. Some people getting the procedure say they want to look better and feel more confident. My eye color is not my thing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, it does stand out. I will say that once you get this this tattooing on the eyeballs, but man, is it crazy. Oh. I mean, why would you take that chance?
I don't get it.
That makes no, well, some people just want to be, you know, out there.
I guess.
Noticed.
It says confidence.
I would like one of those lizard tongues, though. That'd be kind of cool.
A split in the middle?
Yeah. That ain't got cool.
Yeah, that is cool. You should do that.
Oh, lizard BJ.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
And it probably won't affect your speech.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. Can you see that thing flapping around in there? I mean, it's like a snake's tongue.
Well, you know.
Crazy.
Anyway, let's hear. I mean, I don't know. I know that you love your blue eyeballs, BJ.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's what gives you confidence.
Well, I feel like it does.
Really? I don't think you've ever thought like, hey.
You know what it does do, though? It does dictate sometimes what you wear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because your eyes go with certain colors rather than...
Bingo. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes it does make a difference there.
That's why I'm always wearing poop brown to go with my eyes.
Really makes it pop.
Right. Anyway, I don't even, like, unless, like, they are, like, crazy blue, which yours are not crazy blue, but, like, I don't really even, I couldn't tell you anybody's eye color.
Yeah, me either.
I guess I don't pay attention to that either.
What color are yours?
Blue, bluish, greenish.
Bluish, greenish.
Mm-hmm. Mine are.
What about you, Spadil?
Green.
Yep. See, and just notice. Anyway, let's see here. Here's what they do. A surgeon uses a laser to cut donut-like tunnels into corneas. The clear outermost layer. He then uses a tool to widen the tunnel and then fills them with dye. God. It costs $12,000. Your insurance does not pay for it. A lot of people are changing their brown eye, so I could do this, one brown eye to blue so it would match my Siberian husky.
Yeah.
Match their dog.
I'm surprised any ophthalmologist, is that who does this?
Yes.
I'm surprised anybody would even do it.
You mean risk. Ethically? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find any doctor. My ex-boyfriends, he would get arm pumped because he rode for Suzuki, and you know, in a circle with your knee down.
Yeah.
And he'd get arm pumped so bad that Well, he had them cut all those things, which is completely wrong.
The veins?
Yeah.
Really? To take release the pressure?
Yeah.
Wow.
Take them out.
Oh.
I'm like, where'd you find that guy? San Francisco. Some shady alley.
No kidding.
You could find people to put concrete in your ass.
You can?
Yeah.
No, that's exciting. Shpadil, can you look that up? Google that for me. Concrete in the butt.
Yeah, dude, that was legit. A problem last year, I feel like.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was.
Because people were trying to get the BBLs, but then they were getting concrete instead of fat, and it was just...
They're going down to Mexico. But,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that was in the U.S., though.
So. No, there was a lady in Arizona that was injecting people with concrete.
She was?
Yeah, but she wasn't even a doctor.
Yeah, some people just do it out in their vans or something like that.
Yeah, cool. the newest thing is that all these people, they're not actual dentists, are doing like orthodontics.
Yeah.
They're like making molds and trying to do your teeth for like $600.
Wait, why would you pick that as a side hustle?
I have no idea. In their back room. Yeah. Like if you have to go to a back room to a doctor, you know, I mean, I get getting like going to somebody who has like a hair salon in their house. But not a doctor's office.
Yeah, and if you find somebody doing butt lifts online and they've got a, you know, maybe a ad there for Quikrete, you probably don't want to go there, right?
Or there's a headline from the Washington Post that says a Florida doctor got manslaughter for giving people these cement BBLs.
Really?
Yeah.
Cement.
Uh-huh.
In Florida.
They were filling them in with cement and caulking.
Oh,
I don't remember all this going on.
Yeah.
I remember... So it's a lot different than lard ass, isn't it?
Yeah, it's way different.
Yeah, but you always want like a concrete ass.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Mike Tyson had in his when I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That thing was everywhere over the weekend.
Right? I will say, I mean, that thing is like lifted and solid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say this out loud, but Mike Tyson, you have a nice ass. You know, as they go, I mean... We're trying to get BJ's to pop a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be your goal. Put that on your refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then, like, do squats in front of your refrigerator and we get that thing
popping. Yeah,
pop
that would be your ass vision board right
there.
My wife and I, we just looked at each other like, did he just walk away with no pants on?
I love it.
Is that what happened there? Really?
Because, see, I think she, like, looked at it and she thought, if only it wasn't a pancake.
They were doing a shot from the dressing room, talking to Mike Tyson. This was for Friday night's fight. Or was it Friday? Yeah, Friday night's fight. And when the interview was over, he turned and walked away. Well, he had no pants on.
Yeah.
And so on Netflix, you see his butt walking across the room.
It's true. You did. Let's see here. By the way, speaking of that Mike Tyson fight, a lot of people lost a lot of money. Drake, for example, put down $355,000 for Mike to win.
You see, you know what? He deserves to lose.
Yeah.
He does.
He really that does. That was so stupid.
It is stupid. But his payout would have been about $1 million. They said that Conor McGregor also put down a total of $1 million. They didn't say individually what he put on each fight, but a total of all the fights he put down $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how much he put on Mike. But anyway, the thing was lame. It was just dumb. I don't know if you and your wife looked at each other like, What are we doing?
Oh, it was disappointing.
Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It was just so sad. And we kept saying, like, now keep in mind, we'd had cocktails, okay? So now all of a sudden we're the professional boxers and we're like giving commentary to Mike, telling him how to fight.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't fighting.
He wasn't fighting. We were screaming at him. He couldn't hear us. It was weird.
It was so rigged. It was just so set up, and we all got duped, man.
Yeah, we did. It was sad. Anyway.
You know, I'm glad Mike Tyson made his money because, you know what, the guy, I guess he went through bankruptcy, lost all of his money, made $400 million in boxing and lost it all and all that. So I'm happy for Mike, but, I mean, I just feel like that we were all shystered.
Well, didn't they say Don King took all of his money?
Yeah. That and his spending, and a lot of people took advantage of him. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, I don't think.
Yes, he is.
I'm just saying. So I was fine with that, but I will say this. I will never, ever, ever watch another Jake Paul fight.
No, it's all a scam.
I'm done.
Yeah, I am too.
Done.
Ugh. And I hope this like burns him.
I do too.
You know, I hope everybody's like you and I,
if you are a true boxer, if you're a true boxing promoter or you're true into the sport itself, you should be appalled with this guy simply because he's making your sport look like a joke, man.
Well, unless you are standby. Unless you're this girl. What's her name? Amanda.
Amanda Serino.
Yeah, you are thankful for that guy.
Yeah.
Because we have she's been put on the map. Amanda Serino. She, by the way, she didn't win, but man, she should have won. But she didn't. She got headbutted by that chick. She's only been headbutted twice and it's always been by that chick.
Ooh.
I guess that chick is known for headbutting people.
Yeah. They said that she drops her head like in every fight and just headbutts everybody.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, this girl in, if you didn't see her beaten up, she is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And she is thankful for that fight because not this many people ever in the history of women's boxing have ever seen two women fight. I mean, that many people. Yeah. You know, Amanda, this Amanda.
That aspect is cool.
Yeah. It was a good fight, too. It 65 million people, man.
Yeah, right? That's a pretty amazing. So good for her. But I agree with the other stuff, but it did help her. You know.
It did help her. Yeah. Well, it helped female boxing. It put it on the map that they really can box, you know, if anybody had any doubt about it. I'd seen it before, so I've seen this girl fight before. Very good. But, man, Jake Paul's a joke.
Beyonce is going to perform during halftime of a Christmas Day matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans. This is going to air on Netflix. I wonder how much money she's going to make.
I have no idea.
Wouldn't it be great? Like, you, first of all, she was what with Kamala for 3 minutes and made like $20 million or something. They're saying something crazy. Didn't even sing. Yeah. Now she's going to do this for Netflix. You know she's going to make millions.
Yeah. Now I wonder if Netflix is going to be able to handle this because obviously with the boxing thing that they couldn't get a great picture from that. So I don't know if they're going to be able. Have they ever done football before?
No.
I don't think
it'll
so,
it'll be their
right?
first time, yeah.
It'll be their first.
And this one only had like 30 million people tuning in on it. And an NFL game is going to get like, you know, 50 to like 100, depending on
the boxing draw. Had 65 million.
It had 65?
Yeah.
Okay, the headline I saw said 30.
And what's weird is Jake Paul at the end of the fight, and I even looked at my friends, and I was like, how does he... He's like, 70 million people are watching right now. I'm like, how do you know that? Like... You were just supposed to be fighting. How would you even have this knowledge?
Yeah, because he's getting fed the numbers
exactly.
on how much money.
How much?
It's all about money, man. That thing was a racket.
Ugh, it was just like
theft.
I tell you. Anyway, some people are like, just you know what? You guys should calm down and just enjoy it. Okay. Yay.
There's nothing enjoyable about watching those two just dance around the ring for 8 rounds.
No, it's not even that. It's how we got sucked into it. Exactly. I feel like that I just got robbed, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It's the way that they did it. You know what? If they said that this was going to be an entertainment only, blah, 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 we're not going to really, you know, go. That's fine. But they built this up as a real fight, man.
I believed that remember we had debates. Like, we felt like he was such a solid, like, you know, puncher guy. That's not the right word. But, you know, like, that he would really clock
him. If he got one hit, just one clean hit, he'd be down.
But instead, he's just biting on a, sucking on
his
glove.
Not on his boxing. His glove.
Yeah. I just have to stand here for $20 million.
And they say that Jake Paul, when he did the whole tongue thing, they say that
that's a sign.
That's
right?
A sign. That he's used that in the past. That's to lighten up. Lighten up, boys. Lighten up.
Yeah.
We're getting a little too rough in here. Let's back it down a notch.
So stupid.
Yeah, that's part of the whole Rick thing.
Zach Bryan, I guess he really pissed off his ex-girlfriend, Brianna Chicken Fry. Why Chicken Fry? Why Chicken Fry? Why is her name Chicken Fry?
It's her TV name, right?
Yeah.
Or Barstool.
Yeah, Barstool, that sports name. Brianna Chicken Fry. Why isn't it Stir Fry or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, but Zach Bryan, her ex-boyfriend, really made her mad because he posts a bunch of pictures of her cat that he stole from her. He doesn't even like cats, but when they broke up, he stole her cat, and his name was Stump, and he took him and like posed all kinds of pictures of Stump. And then she said, I have video of you. If you don't stop taunting me with my cat that I love, I'm going to put video up of you. Whoa.
And he took them all down fast.
That's great.
Yeah, so we won't be seeing Stump anymore.
Stump is caught in the middle.
This whole thing is just crazy.
Wasn't she out with a mystery dude over the weekend
or
something like that?
Some Australian guy.
Yeah.
I feel like she's doing that on purpose to try to make him jealous or something. I don't know what she's doing. It's so stupid.
She's got her own stump.
Betty White, I guess, is going to be honored with a postage stamp. The United States Postal Service is honoring Betty White with her own stamp. It's one of those forever stamps, and it's called an icon of American television, Betty White, 1922 to 2021. So there you go.
Hmm.
I like that. I like it. It'll be weird licking her.
Yeah.
That will be weird.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, wow.
No, it's like, it feels kind of.
Come here, Betty.
Love you, Betty.
Right there. Oh, that was pretty good. I think I'll do that again.
Oh,
I got
God.
Another letter said.
I heard it's going to be a scratch and sniff. It smells old.
Oh, my God. Wasn't she like 102 or something?
No, she didn't make it to 100.
She didn't make it?
Yeah, she was 99.
It was a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Shy.
She's just barely. Yep. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
They're all alone.
You want some good news?
I love good news.
There is no turkey shortage this year.
Isn't there?
Yeah!
Isn't there an egg shortage?
Huh? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we have an egg shortage.
Yeah, I don't at my house. I've got plenty of eggs.
I think that isn't there an egg shortage?
I haven't heard about the egg shortage. Okay. I'm just telling you, with the turkey being Thanksgiving coming up next week,
well, I know, but we have no turkey shortage. But people need eggs, right, to make stuff. Don't you need some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eggs.
You know, you got your
pumpkin
pie.
Really.
Isn't there some eggs and some pie?
Yeah, well, if you're going to do a pie, yeah, but yeah, not really.
Got your pie?
Yeah, other than that, I don't know anything you use eggs for.
All right. Well, anyway.
No mashed potatoes.
There is an egg shortage in Colorado, it says.
See?
Egg shortage.
Yep.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about turkey.
Well, I know, but
it's Thanksgiving.
I understand. I was just adding on.
Okay. Just saying.
I'm sorry.
For the big turkey Thanksgiving dinner, there is no turkey shortage. Remember over the past 3 years? Every year, we've had a shortage. They say people are cutting back and not eating turkey anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I just think they just don't have a turkey shortage, probably.
I'm not sure they ever had one.
Well, there could
even be that. The years that they said they had them. I never had a problem buying a turkey. They have it on sale right now, like, I don't know, 49 cents a pound or
Why
something.
Why don't you tell everybody your ham problem?
I love ham. I don't have a ham problem. I got plenty of ham. In fact, I can share.
You do have a problem because
you're hoarding
ham. You are hoarding ham.
Yeah. Let me tell you right
ham
now.
Ham hoarder.
I'm going to mention this, and I'm telling you right now, Target will sell out today. All right?
Okay.
Right now, you can go to Target, and you can get a ham. I mean, I'm talking not a packet. We're talking one of these big old half cuts of ham for $8.
Whoa.
$8. I bought three. Spadell, they're the size of your head.
How many pounds is that?
Oh, probably, I'm guessing 7 pounds.
Dang, so it's almost like it's like $1.25 a pound, basically?
Not even that. 79 cents, pal.
Holy
really?
Cow.
79 cents a pound.
That's a good deal.
I bought three.
Yeah, but like, in the freezer. Is it some like weird like pig farm like somewhere that like feeds it?
Yeah,
humans?
Or is it like manager There's special? There's always a reason. You get that stuff
yeah,
too.
There is a reason. Yeah. Like they ate humans or something.
Who cares? Who cares? Yeah, okay, so they drink swamp water. Who cares? They're good hams. These were good pigs in their day. Yeah. Good stuff.
I don't want to ever eat pig.
I tell
pig
you, man.
It's not my thing.
When I see a bargain but, like this, I just can't pass up on it. I got to collect. Yeah. I feel like I just took advantage of them or something.
Really? Yeah, you like stuck it to the man?
I stuck it to the pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like for some reason, I got to have three. Give me three. So I took them home and threw them in the freezer. My wife goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You have three full hams in your hand. What are you going to do with those?"
I know. When are you going to, make these? You know, there's only three of you in the house.
Jamie, you
Everybody
never know.
Everybody gets a ham. You're the Oprah of hams at your house.
You never know.
You get a ham. Lisa, you get a ham.
There could be a crisis in this country before you know it, and I'm stuck on an island right there in my house, but I've got ham. I'm set, baby.
Oh, my God.
I did go overboard.
Well, yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm carrying these things in yesterday. I'm thinking, what the heck? I've got three full abs.
You remind me of Connie, my dad's girlfriend. When something's on sale, I got to buy a lot of it.
Got to get it.
Buy it all up.
I did.
BJ and Jamie.
Look what you've done to me, Jamie. Here I am sitting watching videos on YouTube of a guy rejuvenating a wood floor. Wish you guy had a buffer.
I need a buffer, man.
I want a buffer.
I bet you could get one at Arapahoe Rents.
Yeah, I bet you could.
They have everything that you could ever want to rent.
I always see some people going over to the rental place in my neighborhood, and they'll rent like a bobcat.
Yeah.
I don't guess they even, there's no such thing as a bobcat license, is there?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
And they don't demand that you drive it there in the parking lot just to see if you can drive it.
Well,
I always wonder about that.
They'll give you a simple, little lesson. Like a quick,
how to.
5 minutes. Yeah.
But, what would stop somebody from going over, getting a bobcat, taking it home, and just wrecking the neighbor's yard?
Trust
if they're out of town.
I got the industrial cotton candy maker from Arapahoe Rents.
Yeah.
And they just said, pour this stuff in here. Next thing I know, it is just everywhere.
Good luck.
And the whole kindergarten is just covered in cotton candy.
You got to figure most of the equipment that they rent out, they have to question if the person knows how to use it or not.
I know, it's
like
true.
A massive chainsaw. I've never used one of these before.
Right? That is true.
But I can do this. I saw a video on YouTube. I can do it.
I'm an expert.
All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.